So let's take a closer look at these issues we've been talking about there in one country, Senegal. Mariama Cham did an in-depth investigation for the report.
In Senegal, we lost a lot of money. In West Africa in general, we lost billions of dollars per year. And in the other side, we have difficulties about people living in Senegal and people working in fisheries industry. Don't see fish. They go to the sea, but before they have many, many, many fishes. But now they don't have fish.
So what you're saying is that because of all this massive exploitation, a lot of it is illegal and unregulated, massive exploitation of Senegal's coastal waters, local fishermen are not getting enough fish, and that therefore has an impact on their livelihoods. So you were part of the team in Senegal investigating the illegal and unregulated fishing activity. How difficult was it to get the information you needed, what you were looking for?
It is very, very difficult because the officials, they are very open to say, okay, you can come and ask your question you want to know. But when you come and you ask the real question, you ask a deep question, they say, okay, but it is confidential. Why is it confidential? And they say, no, it is confidential because we receive a directive, we receive an order coming from higher place, coming from the Ministry of Fishery.
So very powerful people try to ensure that there is no openness, there is no transparency.
There is no transparency about information, but the Ministry of Fishery and all officials pretend to be transparent, but they are not. Because when you ask the real deep question, you don't have an answer.
And why is this, do you think?
Because I think there is too much interest, economic interest, about fisheries in Senegal. And I think there is too much complicity in the sector. That's why I think it is very complicated to know the real proprietaire.
The real owners or the people, voilà. the people behind the fishing, the people who own the companies and the boats.
Yeah. That's why it is very complicated to know the real owners behind the different companies. I think this kind of report supported by Financial Transparency Coalition, it is very, very important. And I think the civil society also did a great job here in Senegal because they ask about more transparency. Because when Senegalese government decide to sign agreement with different companies, I think it is good for the public opinion to have the details of this kind of agreement. And this kind of report put pressure about Senegalese authorities and about West African authorities.
Mariama Cham, who's been investigating illegal fishing in West Africa.